Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. Hey kids, this edition is all about how your signature on a petition can help save democracy here in Arizona. Really, I'm not kidding. Because 110 years ago, there were some progressives in the state of Arizona. Where have they gone? They formulated the Constitution for the state of Arizona. And in that Constitution, they enabled citizens to engage in direct democracy by petitioning for initiatives to propose laws, referendums to repeal bad laws, and recalls to remove bad apple politicians. As most of you know, we're in a very intense period of time here until the end of September to gather signatures on petitions to overturn some very draconian laws passed by the slimmest of Republican majorities in our two houses of the Arizona legislature. Three of those petitions will overturn voter suppression laws. Another three will restore funding in public education. And a final one, an initiative, is to support eliminating dark money in our politics. To give us a statewide perspective, I spoke with Eric Kramer, the director of Arizona Deserves Better, a political committee that was formed to support petition signing for those first three referendums we spoke about that deal with voter suppression. Eric has been involved in Arizona politics for decades, and he is a former chair of the Navajo County Democrats. We began by asking Eric just to give us an outline of the three referendums his group is supporting, and also the three referendums dealing with public education funding, and the initiative to remove dark money from our politics here in Arizona. The goal of all of this effort is to get these referendums and the initiative on the ballot in 2022 so that the citizens of Arizona can make the choices for our political future.
We have an opportunity to put three of the legislature's voter suppression bills onto the 2022 ballot so that voters can reject them. First and foremost is SB 1485. It is an attack on the permanent early voting list. 80% of Arizonans use the early voting to cast their ballots. It works very, very well, which is exactly why the legislature is attacking it. There's no reason to mess with PEVEL, and we certainly feel like Arizonans will want to keep it. Another of the bills is HB 2569. One of the challenges the legislature has placed on our people that actually hold the elections is trying to defund them to make sure that they don't have enough money to adequately run elections. This includes things like voter registration, putting drop boxes out in remote areas so that people can drop off their ballot without driving hundreds of miles to the county seat, and even being able to buy the tabulation machines and hire the staff to run the election, get the votes counted, get the results out there, and run a very good election. It takes money, and the legislature has decided to cut off private grants so that the county officials can no longer accept the money they need to run the election. And then the really bizarre bill is SB 1819. It does everything that the legislature could think of to mess up elections. Some of the bizarre aspects, it would allow for putting invisible ink on ballots. So in some respects, people fear that they will be able to figure out who voted for who, an absolute fiasco and a violation of the Arizona Constitution. Another one of the quirky things in this is they pick out Arizona Game and Fish to be a leading agency in voter registration in Arizona, of all of the agencies that have contact with people, you know, across all walks of life and so forth, I think the game and fish is a really odd choice for being doing voter registration. Another aspect of this takes away the Secretary of State's ability to go to court and defend Arizona's election laws. Very oddly, a lot of this authority comes back to the Secretary of State after the Republicans have a chance to try to win this office one more time. And then, of course, there's all kinds of money and opportunity for cyber ninjas and audits and all of this kind of further nonsense of which we've already had more than enough. So those are the three bills that our group is challenging through the referendum process. There are, of course, also three education bills. We're helping in that cause to make sure that those folks get the signatures they need. And then the seventh petition we have is the initiative to stop dark money. And this is quite a lot of signing to do. It's not something we can really grab people on the street and ask them to sign all seven of these things. So we're holding hundreds of events around Arizona, giving people an opportunity to come in a secure location without health risks and sign all seven of these petitions.
As we all know, in some 30 states around the country with Republican-controlled legislatures, they have successfully passed voter restriction laws for certain segments of our populations due to the turnout in the 2020 national elections. I asked Eric Kramer for his perspective on the targets of this voter suppression legislation here in Arizona.
When anybody is denied the right to vote, we are all less free. But the legislature wants people to vote who are like them, and everybody else, they would rather they didn't vote. Just the increase in native vote in the 2020 election in Arizona was 8 times the Biden's margin of victory within the state. So they definitely are attacking Native Americans. They're attacking Hispanic people. They're attacking Black people. They're attacking anybody who they feel threatens their tenuous grip on power.
Next, I asked Eric Kramer to gauge the level of support and interest around the state for the petition signing effort. And he did cite some positive energy and enthusiasm in Tucson, Coconino, Yavapai, and Maricopa counties.
There's a lot of strong support. We have over 700 volunteers out throughout Arizona hard on this. Of course, Tucson, they're doing a very, very good job. Coconino County is doing a really excellent job getting a fairly substantial number of signatures. They're committed to 15,000 in that community alone. Yavapai County is not a Democratic stronghold, but they are working very, very hard to get the signatures. And then, of course, everything comes down to Maricopa County. We have a very good organization there. They are getting better. We're getting there. We're not by any means home free, but we're making progress.
So this is where you're needed to help support this effort across the state. Please go to azdeservesbetter.com for an updated map on petition signing efforts across the state, for links to petitions, and to volunteer to distribute petitions. And of course, funding is needed right up until the September 29th deadline. Following Eric Kramer's perspective on the statewide petition process, I wanted to focus in a bit on Maricopa County and follow three individuals who are really doing an outstanding job on getting their fellow citizens engaged in the petition signing process with energy, commitment, creativity, and a passion for what they are doing. First up is John Ainley, a former chair of LD23, which covers Scottsdale and Fountain Hills. John and a group of his friends got together and formed the North Scottsdale Democrats, and 8 to 10 volunteers in that group have come together to form a creative way to reach out to citizens to sign the petitions.
We thought about it, talked about it among ourselves, as we normally do, our organizing committee, and decided we would take a different approach because people are not out and about attending meetings as much as they would normally do if were it not for COVID-19. And so we came up with the idea of bringing the petitions to them so that they could sign in their own home without having to leave, without having to attend a meeting. The idea was that, you know, we would show up there. They would request an appointment to sign the petition. We would show up with the petitions. We would be, all of our volunteers would be, of course, fully vaccinated and masked. And we would have sterilized pens. So we actually ended up ordering pens that are actually individually sealed. So these are just some of the little things that we've done to try to differentiate our approach from the usual approach to collecting petitions, which is also very effective. But our goal was to try to reach a different demographic of people who care about the laws, care about the state, want to sign, want to add their name, but might not otherwise have an opportunity to do it if we weren't bringing it right to their door. And the last thing I would just add to the approach that we took was that we would carry all 7 petitions.
Have you given a name to this effort?
We call it Driving for Democracy Mobile Petition Campaign. We think it's a pretty good, pretty apt description of what we're trying to do. We're trying to save our democracy by stopping these rotten laws from being implemented. It's been extremely well received. And the other thing we tell them when we're communicating with them to set up the appointment is, hey, if you can invite your neighbor, your friend, your family, or whatever. And many, many people that we've dealt with have arranged for next door neighbors, family members. I went to one house that had 6 family members signing the petition all at one time, 3 generations. So for the most part, when we go out, we're going out and we're gathering multiple signatures. There have been several people that have put together little petition parties out on patios at various venues around the district. So it's been, I think it's been a great success.
Next up is Mary Fortney, who's lived in the Valley for about 22 years and became active in LD15, which covers most of northern Phoenix, for the past 5 years. Mary started out doing canvassing for elections, and now she and her network of partners are organizing petition signing events all across the Valley. I asked Mary what got her started in this process.
It was quite alarming that the legislature spent such an amount of time enacting legislation contrary to what Arizonans believe on the whole. Most stuck out to me is that our permanent early voting list, called PEVL, which has worked successfully in Arizona for over 20 years, and is used by 80% of voters across the board, regardless of party, is now being undone and being changed to the active early voting list and giving them the first opportunity to increase the ability to knock people off of that list. Actually, any attack of changing something that allows access to the polls and reducing that is a road we don't want to go down. There's no need to change this. Everyone loves permanent early voting list, and we want to keep that. And then the other bills also around elections and voting, mostly it's the way the elections are funded and how our ballots are produced.
Are you working directly with Arizona Deserves Better? I know you have all of the petitions that you're circulating.
Yes. I am directly with Arizona Deserves Better.
Okay.
We do collaborate with Invest in Arizona and Save Our Schools because and Stop Dark Money, because I also have their petitions with me. But that's just, you know, that's like a collaborative effort to make things more efficient, to support each other and sharing table space and things like that are at our locations.
What is the reception that you're getting? Is it better than expected from people who understand the issues and want to move Arizona in a better direction?
Yes, I think the reception is phenomenal. When folks hear about these bills and how the legislature, you know, has passed this while ignoring things that people really need, they really want to sign the petition. They want to get involved. It requires a lot of reaching out, communicating, following up, to having good information of where people can go and sign the petitions. Definitely, though, people, when they hear it, they're on board. Mm-hmm. The Changing Hands bookstores in Phoenix and in Tempe are great partners of ours. So we have table space there almost every day that they're open. And we collect signatures for all the referendums and initiatives out there. Public libraries are definitely great. So we definitely have a lot of events posted there. Driveway signing events are really popular. People can just come by, sign the petitions, move on if they need to get home, or they can stand around and socialize with like-minded people for a little while if they want to. So we do a lot of those. Just if you haven't gotten involved yet, it's not too late. Please get involved.
Lastly, we have Jennifer Chastain, who is an early music education teacher in the Chandler Unified School District, and she also is a precinct committee person in Legislative District 28, and she is a volunteer with Invest in Arizona, the organization sponsoring the three educational funding referendums.
For me, it's education funding and really actually anything that has to do with public education. Right now, there's the three referenda that we're trying to send to the ballot in 2022. All three have to do with funding public education, because combined together, we're looking at a almost $2 billion funding loss for not just public education, but for all of Arizona as well.
About how many people are you working with directly on these petition drives? What does your network look like?
There's several people. I have a couple of different outlets that I volunteer with. One is the Chandler Education Association. I'm their vice president of political action, and so I'm organizing events for us. And so we are collecting signatures. I also volunteer on Saturdays at Changing Hands through Arizona Deserves Better. And there we collect signatures for Invest in Arizona, but also for the three voter suppression referenda that are out there, as well as Outlaw Dirty Money.
As you go out and you talk or you knock on doors for these petitions, what's the reception like?
Most people are willing to sign. Once you go through and explain exactly how the three education ones will defund or lower our public education funding and what those laws will do, they sign right away. Sometimes you don't even have to say that much. There's a really strong support to raise funding for public education in our state. We just have to get our legislature to do it.
It's really sad that we have to go through all of this when, in fact, it was just a very, very bare majority in both the House and the Senate and the Arizona legislature that were able to carry, you know, through on these really, really bad public policies. So hopefully going forward, when these referendums are on the ballot in 2022, we'll be able to also generate support for hopefully overturning the legislature's houses and making them blue.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's what I really hope people see, because as long as we do not have a blue legislature, we're going to have to keep doing this process over and over and over again, and we're going to have to keep a watchful eye. So not only do we need to get these propositions on the ballot and passed, but we also need to flip our state legislature. if people haven't signed, to just please go and sign. I mean, they have all kinds of opportunities. I know Invest in Arizona has a website, investinaznow.com, and Arizona Deserves Better has one as well. Theirs is arizonadeservesbetter.com. Both of them have lots of opportunities to go and sign. That's what we need people to do the most.
After listening to Eric Kramer outline the petition process statewide, and also hearing our local activists, John, Mary, and Jennifer, you'll come away with a feeling of their commitment, of their concern for our public policy direction here in Arizona. And at the very least, you'll commit to signing the petitions or volunteering to distribute the petitions by joining the various organizations who are sponsoring them. And also, importantly, in the short period of time we have left, funding these efforts. Democracy in Arizona, educational funding in Arizona, and the elimination of dark money in Arizona all depends on what we can do together in the next few weeks. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. Please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.